And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to explain what the stock market's been doing to your portfolio, because if you are watching the stock market, you know that the stock market is not doing as well as it potentially has done. What am I getting at? All right, take a look at what the stock market did back in July. It hit a new high. It did. It got up to a really high number. It was, well, I'm going to use the NASDAQ, so we'll use their numbers. Is that fair? Okay, so we'll use the NASDAQ's numbers. Got up to a high of $18,671.07. Hasn't seen that high in 2 months. Now, I haven't checked the stock market today, because the last time I looked at the stock market was a couple of days ago. And here's what I saw. As of Tuesday, that stock market was floating around $17,000, not $18,671, but it was floating around $17,000. What does that represent? That represents a loss of 9.5% over a 2 month period. Now, I know there are those of you out there that are looking at the radio, cross-eyed and saying, dude, I haven't lost anything because I haven't sold anything. Therefore, it's technically an unrealized loss. Oh, yeah, but it's still a loss. The stocks that you bought at $18,671 have gone down in value to $17,000. Now, granted, I know that you're probably in mutual funds or you've got a stock account, and I know that you have other stocks in there. So ironically, the stocks that are at $17,000, some of those stocks started at a lower price, right? So you're kind of looking at a blended average. So have you really lost 9.5%? And I think the short answer is yes. Yes, you technically have. Because all of those stocks that you bought for a price less than $17,000, they went up in value along with all the other stocks until the market index hit $18,671.07, in which case it reversed. The values went down. For every stock that you owned, the values went down. To me, that represents a loss in your stock account, a loss potentially in your mutual fund account. Now, I don't know what you pay for mutual fund shares, but I would think that you probably got less shares for your money when the market was up at $18,671 than you received when the market went down to $17,000. Does that make sense? All right, let me explain some other things to you that you need to understand. And this is a topic that's difficult to explain on the radio, but I'm going to give it my best shot. If you lose 9.5% in the stock market, which is effectively what the stock market has done over the last 2 months, it has gone down in value approximately 9.5%. How much gain do you need to earn in order to break even? Well, to break even after a 9.5% loss, you have to have a higher percentage gain than 9.5% because your base has decreased. Yeah, there's a complicated formula that looks at how you determine all this stuff. But effectively, what the formula is telling me that in order to recover from a 9.5% loss, you have to get a 10.5% gain in the stock market. So the stock market has to do 1% better than what you lost in order to make you whole again. Yeah. So you lost 9.5, but you got to make 10.5 to get back to break even. What if the stock market had lost 25%? What happens then? You would need a 33.33% gain in order to break even after a 25% loss. You didn't know that, did you? And it gets worse. Mathematically, it gets worse. Because if you have a 50% loss, now the stock market has not had a 50% loss, as far as I can tell, hasn't had a 50% loss. But if you had a 50% loss, and that could happen in today's stock environment, it could happen. A 50% loss means that you would need a 100% gain in order to break even after that 50% loss. I think dollar cost averaging is a recipe for mediocrity. I think what you're doing now for investing is minimalist at best. I think there's a better investment class for you. I think that better investment class is residential income producing real estate. Because what you're going to find out on today's show is that I'm going to showcase just a property. This is a property that showed up in my inbox the other day. I know a Lifestyles Unlimited member has already acquired this property, but I'm going to share with you the deal notes, because here's what I want you to understand about this property. This property, when you buy it and you buy it correctly, this property is poised to return a 195% return on investment in year one. 195% return on investment. That translates into a 16.25% monthly internal rate of return, if you want to analyze it that way. You have an opportunity to educate yourself. We have training programs upcoming. We have our two-day financial freedom seminar scheduled for this weekend. We're going to do it in two different locations. We're going to do it in Dallas, Texas, and we're also going to do it in Richmond, Virginia. Two different parts of the United States of America, two different life changers presenting the exact same information, and we will be changing people's lives with the information that is presented in that two-day financial freedom seminar. All you need to do is get to Dallas or get to Richmond and participate. Now, what if you don't live near Dallas? What if you don't live near Richmond? What if traveling is a little bit difficult for you? Okay, not a problem. Let's wait one extra week, because on the 21st and the 22nd, we're going to offer that same course, the same course that we offered in Dallas and in Richmond, Virginia, in San Antonio, Texas, and also in Colorado Springs. Now, some of you are going, well, Al, I don't live next to San Antonio, Texas, or I don't live next to Colorado Springs. Well, here's the benefit, because the San Antonio presentation is also going to be live streamed. That means you're going to have the opportunity to take advantage of the education and the training from the comfort of wherever you choose to do it. If that means sitting on your couch in your living room, so be it. If that means sitting in your office in your home, so be it. If that means watching from your phone while you're, you know, fishing for trout beside a very quiet lake, so be it. You decide how you attend the training. The training is going to come to you. And I think you need to sign up. So text radio to 88007. Get signed up for that $297 price point, because I don't know how long Dell's going to keep that price point around. I really don't. I think it's a screaming deal. And if you don't take advantage of it, I think you're missing the mark. I really think you're missing the mark. All right. So I mentioned to you at the opening of the show that the stock market appears to have lost about 9.5% value. And then I mentioned, in order for the stock market to recover that 9.5% in value, it actually has to go up 10.5% to correct for the loss. Now, what if the stock market continues to go down? What if it does? Now, I'm hoping for your sake that it goes up, because I don't want you damaged. I don't want you financially damaged. I know some of you are looking at the stock market charts and you're going, oh, I should have listened to Al. I should have listened to him back in July when he said, hey, the market looks like it's a little overheated. Hey, the market looks like it might be cresting at a top. And guess what happened? Exactly that. Now, I am not saying that I am a stock picker. I am not saying that I am somebody that can time the stock market. I am not that kind of person. But I am somebody that spent a lot of time and a lot of resources to educate myself on how the stock market works. And the more I educated myself on the fundamentals of the stock market, the more I realized that I couldn't time the market. I can't outsmart a bot that's buying shares of stocks, whether it's on my behalf or not. I can't outthink it. I can't outsmart it. I can't outact it. I can't compete. So what did I decide to do? I decided not to invest in the stock market anymore. I decided to divest my interests in the stock market and take all of that money and repurpose all of that money into real estate. Now, real estate isn't flashy like the stock market. There's no NASDAQ. There's no Dow Jones Industrial Average. There's no S&P 500 that you can just put on your computer and you can watch how the value of the market changes every couple of seconds. You can't do that with real estate. Real estate doesn't change values that fast. Now, some of you might argue, well, in 2008, the value certainly changed fast. Well, if you do your historical analysis, you're going to find out that values did go down, but they didn't go down overnight. They gradually reduced. They did go down, which made for a great buying opportunity for me and other Lifestyles Unlimited members. But at the end of the day, you've got to decide whether or not you're satisfied investing in the stock market or you need something more effective. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about real estate. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. As always, we are working on your financial freedom. And what I'm doing today is I'm talking about the returns on the stock market. Now, I know I'm not trying to open up an old sore. I'm not trying to open up an old wound. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But when I look at what the stock market is doing, when I look at what the stock market has done over the last couple of months, what I see is a stock market that went up in value pretty quickly. And then it got to a point where it peaked. It did. It peaked in July, and it kind of came back down. Since that time, it's been trading at about 9.5% below its peak high, trading around that $17,000 price point. Now, I'm using the NASDAQ composite for my analysis today, and some of you would say, well, you know, you should use the Dow Jones Industrial Average because the Dow Jones is doing a little bit better than the NASDAQ. Yeah, but here's what I know. The majority of you, you're invested in mutual funds that are buying stocks that probably exist on the NASDAQ because you're probably invested in growth stocks, and those growth stocks tend to exist in the NASDAQ. They don't tend to exist as much in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500. See, I told you that I had spent a lot of time and a lot of treasure educating myself on how to analyze and read stock market charts, as well as to invest in the stock market. I am very competent as far as I'm concerned, and I don't invest a dime in the stock market. And here's why. I can't control that thing. I have no control over the stock market. I put my money in, and then it's like Mr. Toad's wild ride. It's hang on for the fun, because we don't know where it's going to end up. And hopefully, we're going to end up with a gain. But if you look at what the stock market is doing, and you look at what the stock market has done, the last time it traded around a $17,000 price point, well, the last time it did it was in August. But prior to that, prior to it rising up to that high, it was the May time frame. So you think about it. From the period of May, which is what, 4 months ago, to now, you watched the stock market go up, you watched it come down, you watched it go back up a little bit, you watched it come back down, and you're tired of the roller coaster. That's exactly what that stock chart looks like. It looks like a really fun roller coaster because I'm going to go up, 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 and then I'm going to drop, boom. And then I'm going to go up, 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 and then I'm going to drop, boom. Notice that the dropping of the stock market is usually more emphatic than the rising of the stock market. I mean, take a look at a stock chart. The little blue lines indicate the periods when the stock's going up. The red lines indicate when the stock is going down or losing value. If you look at a stock chart, the little red lines, man, they are erratic. They're all over the place. The little blue lines are trying to keep up, but the big red lines, they're most pronounced on the stock chart. That tells me that there's more volatility in the stock market when the price is falling than when the price is going up. So what's the price doing right now? Well, as far as I'm concerned, I see the price as potentially falling. That's what I see. Now, I'm not telling you to do anything with your stocks. I'm not telling you to do anything with your mutual funds. I am not trying to incite panic on anybody. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that you got to start paying attention to this thing. I mean, if you're going to be invested in the stock market, pay a little attention to the stock market. Pay attention to what you're invested in. Understand what the market is doing with your investment. Understand whether or not you're in it for the long haul, for 10, 20, 30 years, or you're in it for the short haul, 3 months, 6 months, a year. Okay, make sure you understand what you're doing for investing, and then make sure you understand what that investing is supposed to do for you as far as rate of returns. Now, I don't know anybody that can look at the stock market with a straight face and tell you that the stock market's going to go up 10% over the next 3 weeks. We don't measure the stock market that way. Have you ever noticed that? The stock market is measured based on historical results. Historical, meaning it's happening right at the moment or it's already happened. There is no stock chart that I have seen that does an adequate job of future predictions of the stock market. If you're in the stock market, if you're invested in the stock market, if you're tired of watching the highs and the lows, you're tired of watching your wealth evaporate, maybe you need to consider getting out of the stock market. But don't do it as a knee-jerk reaction. If you exit the stock market, make sure you understand what you're entering into. Because your only other option, if you're not going into another investment platform, is to go into cash. And cash may not be a bad place to be. Cash might actually be a wonderful place to be. Because if you look at the real estate markets, what we're seeing in the real estate markets is a pretty interesting time. We're seeing a very interesting time. We're seeing a period of time where single family is giving you some great equity capture opportunities, even though people told us that the value of real estate was going to go down. We were in a bubble. Remember all that talk? We were in this real estate bubble. It was going to burst. Hasn't burst, has it? It's doing just fine. As a matter of fact, if you look at the prediction for what single family assets are potentially going to do, the predictors are saying rising prices. In other words, the value is going to go up because there's a scarcity of housing. So my question was, where are you going to get $179,000 from? Now, some of you are thinking, well, let's see, I've got at least $179,000 in my 401k. Wrong. Some of you were thinking, well, I've got $179,000 in my IRA. Wrong. Okay, what's the right answer, Al? Okay. The right answer is, first of all, you have to divest yourself from those things, because those things you do not want to buy real estate in, because it's a huge problem. You think you're doing the right thing by buying real estate in the 401k or the IRA. And I'm here to tell you, every Lifestyles Unlimited member that I have met, that I have talked to, that I have interviewed on this radio show that has done that, has said that is a dumb idea. It is a dumb idea. Just don't do it. What you have to do is divest yourself from those accounts. And I know that's a very scary thing for you to think about. But when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to hold your hand and make you realize that it's the smart thing to do. It's clearly the smart thing to do. Now, as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you would never pay $179,000 cash for this property. You just don't do it that way. What do you do? Oh, you use something called a hard money loan. So you're using a hard money loan, which is a hard money asset, which is basically private money that you're using. It's kind of like a bridge loan in commercial properties. For those of you that understand the commercial world, it's effectively a way for you to harness other people's money. You can borrow up to 70% of the after repair value or the appraised value of the property. In this particular case, the appraised value of this property should be about $317,000. So if you're going to borrow 70% of $317,000, you're going to borrow a lot of money. You're going to borrow a lot of money. It's about $221,000, almost $222,000. And with that money, you're going to buy the property. You're going to spend $179,000 of somebody else's money to buy the property. And with what is left over, you're going to start repairing the property. Now, when that hard money loan runs out, and it usually, not always, but it usually runs out, now it's time for you to dig into your pocket and start contributing your capital to the deal. In my analysis, I estimate that our cash out of pocket to do this deal is going to be $23,500. That's the amount of money that you need to put into the deal. So if you said, okay, well, I would cash out my 401k and put all the money to cash, or I would cash out my IRA and put all the money to cash, then what I would suggest you do is that you go to cash and take $23,500 out of cash and buy this asset, because that price of $23,500 is effectively your down payment. Effectively, it is a 7.4% representation of the appraised value of the property. 7.4%. That means, let me just put it in monetary terms for you. It means that you bought this asset for 7.4 cents on the dollar. 7.4 cents on the dollar. You didn't think you could do that with real estate, did you? But I'm telling you, you can buy property for 7% down. And this example articulates it. Now, the property has got problems. It does have problems. It's going to need some significant rehab. Rehab to the tune of about $65,500. And then you're going to have closing and holding costs of about $10,000. But here's the neat thing. You're going to capture equity in the asset of $62,500. Let me say that number again. An additional equity capture of $62,500. That's equity over and above the $23,500 worth of cash that you put into the deal. When you combine those two numbers together, you have $86,000 in equity, and it only cost you $23,500 to buy all that equity. It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's a pretty cool representation of what real estate can do for you. It's part of the reason that you can buy this asset, own and operate it, and after a year, you could sell the asset. Well, technically a year and a day. We always hold it for a year and a day because the tax advantages of shifting from short-term capital gains to long-term capital gains is significant. It is very significant. So we sell the property after a year and a day, and we're going to make 195% total return on the asset. So effectively what we've done is we've taken $23,500 and we have turned it into over $69,000 in a year. In a year. Now think about it. What are you investing in right now that you can put $23,500 into the deal and you could dispose of the asset in 366 days and you could have a bucket of money that equates to over $69,000 real estate? And what do you do with that $69,000? What do you do with that money that's burning a hole in your pocket? Do you go out and buy boats and jet skis and have a party? No, although the idea is there. I mean, it's a good thought, but that's not what we do with our investment capital. What we're going to do with our investment capital is we're going to take that $69,000 and change, and we're going to buy real estate assets to replace the one we just sold. And with $69,000, we should be able to get at least two properties to replace the one that we just disposed of. So now we have two properties potentially doing the same thing that the first thing did. And all we have to do is wait a year and a day to harvest the money. I'm telling you, real estate's the way to go. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, text radio to 88007. Sign up, become a member, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.